gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Logan and Bo have a new project that they're getting underway in Prescott. It's an addition to a place they already had. I'm going to be able to see it and help them out with it here pretty soon, and I'll give you a report on that. It sounds like a good project. Let's talk about a couple things, but we'll go back to the phones as soon as you want to join me here. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Our Mother Earth sustainable living tip is kind of fun this morning. Driving a wood-fired truck. Would you believe that trucks can be powered with wood? Since 2004, Wayne Keith has driven his modified wood-fired trucks over 250,000 miles on wood-based fuel, saving him about $40,000 in gasoline costs. Keith's Dodge Dakota regularly hauls 7-ton loads and can go over 5,000 miles per cord of wood. That's the equivalent of less than one penny per mile. By relying on the scrap wood from his home-based lumberyard, Keith has tapped into a fuel source that's abundant and sustainable. An informal emissions test found that Keith's truck passed California's emissions standards, being known as the toughest in the country. At top speed, the wood-fired truck has been clocked at 84 miles an hour and runs for hours without needing more fuel. Whether wood-burning trucks will ever be more than fringe remains to be seen. While the environmental benefits are impressive, running the engine can be tricky and take some practice. Even so, wood-fired vehicles should not be ruled out by those who have a good source of wood fuel and an inclination to live a pump-free lifestyle. You can learn more about our alternative fuel vehicles at MotherEarth.com. You can sign up for their free newsletter, and I recommend that you look at that. Register for events. We're going to be at the next one that's going to be in the Pittsburgh area. Looking forward to being with them again. For more effective results in your garden, ask for, and this is certainly covered in that newsletter we just did, Espoma products. Espoma products are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and quality retailers across the United States. Go to Espoma.com for more information. And speaking of that, newsletter that we did that talks about the products in categories, nicely organized for you in different categories and where the products are available and everything. It's not just for the homeowners. It's also for the retail stores. If you'll take a copy of this newsletter to your retailer who is not carrying enough organic stuff and say, here's what this guy's talking about on the air all the time, and if you'll stock this stuff, it'll be a good source of income for you. So we did it to help the people, the individual gardeners, but also to make a tool that they can give to retailers at the feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, hardware stores, and they can handle a complete program of products that will let them go the natural way. Okay. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Turn my phone off so it'll quit beeping and bothering everybody, especially me. I have it turned off. I don't know why it's still making that noise. There's a ghost in there, I suppose. The thing about the website that's kind of fun is that more and more people are passing on or sharing the information that we're putting on there with other people, and it's leading to people coming in and asking us about stuff for the first time. And it's pretty interesting that both Bob Webster on his show down in San Antonio and me, we continue to get that as the number one question that we get. Where do you get the products? And there are people like his nursery, he and Roberta Churchin's nursery down in San Antonio, that carry everything and then some, 100% organic. I was touring around in Dallas a couple days ago just looking at the stores that are carrying some products and seeing what people had in stock and what they didn't have in stock. And it was pretty interesting. Almost everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it has spread across Texas and to a degree in other cities across the country, we really have more going on right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area than just about any other metropolitan area in the country. But very few of them are carrying a complete line so somebody can go in there and do an entire program. There are distributors, and that's the other kind of well-kept secret, I guess. There are several distributors, some that distribute nothing but organic products. Most of them do both, though. Most of them still distribute the chemicals, but are specializing more and more every year in the organic kinds of products. So a retailer that doesn't have organic products in the store for you is just being hard-headed, because they are definitely available through the distributors, and they're available in a lot of cases direct. And that's another thing that we did in this newsletter, is we put phone numbers that will connect you directly to the manufacturers if people want to go that route. Another thing that the retailers will do, especially the big ones, and of course the world is changing and the really big ones are getting involved in this organic product kind of thing, and they will drop ship, even if they don't have it in stock, they'll drop ship to the stores for you, and you'll be able to pick them up. So all kinds of different ways that you can go. Now, one of the things that's going on in Howard's garden right now, I'm finally getting back around to getting my vegetable garden in shape. I've been so busy with so many things, I've just kind of let it go on its own. And it's pretty interesting what it's done without any care at all. I was noticing yesterday, and I'll probably go there today and harvest a beautiful crop of cut flowers that are from the garlic chives. Now, why would you want to do that? The beautiful white flowers that emerge from garlic chives make a real pretty cut flower, and it's a good idea for you to take them as a cut flower, because if you don't, if you let them go to maturity, they will form little black seed in those heads and shatter, and you'll have garlic chives all over the entire neighborhood if there's erosion down to a lower point. So it's really best, once you have a stand of them, you probably, if you grow them, you know that you'll have more than enough in the one stand that you have. So take advantage of the pretty white flowers and take them inside and use them. You can also let them go to maturity there and catch those black seed and give them to somebody else and let them get started with a nice stand of this perennial called garlic chives. I use the garlic chives the most in scrambled eggs for breakfast. Tater and I usually go out. He knows certain terms, and one of them, he knows fish, go feed the fish, because he likes to get a little fish food that we drop on the ground. But he also understands the term chives, and he goes out with me in the morning for breakfast in the collection of some garlic chives. One of the other things is planting new plants, new transplants that I'm finally getting around to. And I wanted to emphasize once again that the most effective way to do new transplants in a bare bed, when you've got whether it's a vegetable garden, a herb garden, or just a landscape bed, if you're planting new plants into prepared soil so it's bare, that is the perfect time, the best time of all, to use the wonderful product called corn gluten meal. It's a terrific weed and natural weed and feed fertilizer to use on turf and in other ways. It's a little hit and miss in the fall. In the spring, it's wonderful, especially for things like crabgrass and grass burrs and things like that. In other words, the low successional weeds. But for bare beds, you plant your transplants, and then on the bare soil, you put the corn gluten meal, lightly work it in at about 1 pound, 2 pounds per 100 square feet, or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and I'll tell you what the results will be when I get back. Don't go away. This is Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We got a question that came in off the air, and they wanted to be off the air. They didn't know if I wanted to talk about it because it relates to an advertiser, but I don't have a problem with it at all, so I'll cover it so everybody can hear it. And the question is, would the black cow compost be safe and not have this herbicide contamination and all that? Yes, it's a very high-quality product. They are very aware of this problem. They check it on a regular basis, and I highly recommend it. Can it accidentally happen? Yeah, it could accidentally happen to anybody, no matter how careful they are. But it's the product line that we are the most comfortable with of the bagged products that we've tested and worked with, and it's called Black Cow K-O-W. And I did a quick research on the web, and there's some interesting conversation about it there, and no bad reports at all. But it dawned on me that I probably ought to encourage something for everybody to do out there, because it's kind of fun anyway, and especially be a good little project for kids. It could be a good school project and all that. In some good quality potting soil, and if you make your own and know where the ingredients come from, that's probably the best thing to do. But in some potting soil that you're using and you know it's growing plants and working well, plant some raw peanuts. Get some raw peanuts from the feed store, farm store. Plant the peanuts in the potting soil. Grow little plants. Really easy to do. It's a pretty plant, by the way, also. While that's all going on, make some leachate or a tea of the compost or the manure product or whatever you want to test, whatever you're suspicious of. And if you just want to do it as a test with some different products, I think that'd be great. And then you take that tea or that leachate, you just soak the material in water, and you know, you get a leachate, you get a dark colored water. You use that water to water the plants. And if it has the contamination of the herbicides in there, the two that we're running into the most out there are picloram and clopyrrolid, they will fold up the foliage almost instantly on the little plants. Certainly won't take more than a few hours. So that if more people will do that out there and give us a report on what they find out, that'd be great. We can do a newsletter on it and keep building onto that base. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Emily in Chicago. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Nice to hear from you.
Well, thanks for calling.
And I do have my question about the ginkgo tree. But first off, I missed your comment about corn gluten. Can I use it any time of the year?
Yeah, you can. I didn't finish my report for everybody. If you use the corn gluten meal whenever you prepare a new bed and you have bare soil and you make it the fertilizer for the new transplants, it will grow the plants like crazy. There's not really a better organic fertilizer. It's a terrific organic fertilizer. Plus the fact in that situation, it is beautiful at controlling the weeds, being a pre-emergent weed control. What I do is I plant the transplants, put the corn gluten meal down at 2 pounds per 1,000 square feet, like I said, or 20 pounds per 1,000, 2 pounds per 100 square feet, or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, same ratio. And then I work that into the soil a little bit and then put a shredded mulch, thin if it's small transplants, a little thicker if it's bigger plants. In other words, cover that corn gluten meal treated bare soil with mulch, and then you have great growth and you have almost no weeds at all.
Wow. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Get to work.
All right. And my ginkgo?
Uh-huh.
The diameter of the trunk is roughly 6 inches with my measuring tape.
Okay.
The two new babies, one measures 1 inch in diameter and about 6 feet tall, and the other one is a lot thinner. When do I remove the babies?
You say babies. Are these little sprouts that are coming up from the base of the big tree? I've never seen ginkgo sprout, and I doubt that you would have had any fruit on a ginkgo that young. Have you seen any fruit around?
No, okay. None whatsoever. I've had it about 5+ years.
Okay. I've never seen basal sprouts on a ginkgo, so you're giving me an interesting new thing to think about. If you try to take those little sprouts off, Emily, you're probably going to find they're connected to the base of the mother tree, and that means it's nothing but a cutting. It won't have any roots when you remove it. Now, you might be able to put it into some potting soil or some vermiculite or perlite and root them, those two shoots, but you can't just go plant them and they grow with much success because they don't have any root system. You see what I mean? I would probably take them off. You don't want multiple trunk ginkgo really anyway, so take them off and try to root them and see if you can make that happen and let me know how it works.
Righto. And then when I closely inspected the trunk, I see some what I would describe as...
Let me talk to you off the air. I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One thing I guess I should have mentioned at the first hour is that this is eclipse weekend. If you haven't been under a rock somewhere and hadn't been hearing about that, it happens tomorrow, depending on where you are. One of my golf buddies has a place in Illinois, and he's gone there to be at the perfect place to watch it, he tells me. So some of the other people I was talking to yesterday were talking about it, and we were saying that we sure hope nobody doesn't pay attention to what everybody's warning and look at the sun and get damaged eyes. One of my golf buddies suggested yesterday that, and apparently had some experience with this from the past, getting burns on your eyes looking at the sun accidentally or whatever, that putting raw potatoes on your eyes would cure it. Don't believe that. There's nothing that'll help if you burn your eyes looking at the sun. And the fact that it's partially covered, which here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're only going to get about 75% coverage. There's some indication from some of the scientists I've been listening to that you can get damaged even more looking at a partial deal, because you're more comfortable doing it than looking at the sun when it's full. So anyway, hope you enjoy all the event, but safely tomorrow. Watching the photographs from somebody else is probably a good idea. There's a lot of people that are having big events and going and having the special glasses and going to be able to look at it and all that. I'm going to just look at the pictures that other people produce. It's going to be interesting to see if it has any effect on cell phones and computers and things like that. There's been some indication that there may be some disturbance there because it's changing the energy, you know, it's coming at us so dramatically in a short period of time. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to watch. Open line for you at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Here's Ann in Salem, Oregon. Hi, Ann.
Hi, I enjoy your show every Sunday morning while I'm out working in my own yard.
Oh, good, thanks.
And we're right here in the path of totality, and there's millions of people supposedly going to descend on us here on the 45th parallel in Salem. So.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that about the Illinois site as well. I hope it doesn't become too big a problem for the people that live in those areas.
Well, it will be, but we're all just going to stay home. Businesses are closing and all that.
Yeah.
We're just going to stay home. I have a comment about the ginkgo.
Okay.
About 20 years ago, my father was down on the Columbia River, and he found a little roadside stand where a lady was selling ginkgo trees in coffee cans.
Okay.
And he went and bought one, and he brought it home. And we planted it out here in my backyard, and it grew to be a gorgeous, beautiful tree. It's right in the middle of my backyard, and I absolutely love it. It's a great tree.
Oh, yeah.
And you were talking to the lady about cuttings, and I have all kinds of little suckers that come up around the trunk of the tree all the time.
Do you really? I have not seen that before.
Yeah, they're all over the, you know, they come up, and I just have to keep cutting them down all the time.
Okay.
But that little start that my dad brought home in the coffee can had roots on it. So we decided, my parents bought another little mobile home. We live in a big mobile home park, Senior Park, and they bought another little mobile home in the park and moved into it, and they gave me their house. And so I just took a knife, clippers, and just cut one of those suckers off, and I took it over. It was a big sucker. It had grown, you know, it had wood at the bottom of it and everything. And I took it over, and I just stuck it in the ground. I put some rooting hormone on it, stuck it in the ground over at their new house, and it grew into a great big beautiful tree.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, you're telling me something that's useful information for sure. My, how big is yours? How wide is the trunk?
The ginkgo trunk that I have now, it's about, it's about 8 or 9 inches across.
Okay. It probably does not have a real big dramatic flare at this point, does it?
You know, I've been listening to your comments about the flare, and the flare is kind of sort of covered up, but you can see it as it branches out. Actually, I'm looking at it right now. That isn't right. That tree is a lot bigger than that. The base of the trunk, I'm saying now, I'm looking at it out my window. It's about maybe almost 18 inches wide.
Okay. Send me a picture of it, if you would. I might be able to help you with something here, and you're making me remember something. I helped with a big residential landscape project that's not too far from my house, and I designed the planting for them and designed a ginkgo into a real specific place. And when they got it, it was in a bald and burlap situation, and it was about 10 inches, 8 to 10 inches too deep in the soil in the bald and burlap situation. And when they took it off and exposed it, and they knew about, you know, doing this, and they did a real good job of it, but it had a whole bunch of little stubs in that area that had been buried that looked like they could have been suckers in the past. So I think the suckers, that's my only experience with suckers on a ginkgo. I think that they happen when the plant is too deep in the soil.
Oh, that could be.
And yours, you can.
It's surrounded by bark dust, and it's, we have nothing but clay here.
Uh-huh.
We're by the Willamette River, and so I've always augmented all my flower beds and everything all the time. And I could uncover that flare a little bit, but this tree is a gorgeous tree. It's never had any diseases or anything, and I have a landscape maintenance guy that comes along, and every 2 years or so, he gets in there and thins it out and opens it up at the top and shapes it to keep it from being too big, because we're not allowed to have, you know, gigantic trees in the park.
Huh.
And
that's
it's
interesting.
Just a gorgeous tree. And I know, and I've done this also with little branches. And I've given them to people. I just cut off a branch, stick it in some rooting hormone, and just cram it in the dirt, and it grows like a weed.
Well, that's a good tip because a lot of people want to start a my tree. My tree is, I need to turn it in to the Texas Forest Service and see if it's not the champion in North Texas now. It's about 36 inches in diameter at the base. And I have continued to expose the flare. In fact, I did a little bit more work on it yesterday. And it seems like the more dramatically I expose it, these big old giant flares are going out now. The top of the tree just responds even better. Now, your situation is a little different because you don't want yours to grow gigantic, but it will definitely do better if you get the flare dramatically exposed.
Well, yeah, it's in a surrounded area, too. There's a dry creek bed that I built right next to it, and then there's cement not too far away from it. So I don't know how I would be able to really dramatically do that. But I have another question about it. There's the male and the female tree, right? Now, which one has the fruit?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Ann, and that what you suggested there may not be the truth. It may be that the ginkgo tree has the ability to change sex.
Oh, wow.
Mine was planted as a male. In fact, it was, you know, it was from a nursery, from a landscape contractor, from a nursery, and had a tag on it that it was a certified male tree. Mine has a gigantic population of fruit on it today, falling all over the ground.
Horrible stuff. Mine has never had fruit. There was a big, gigantic ginkgo down in one of the public parks here in Salem, a city park.
Right.
And they finally had to take it out because the fruit smells like dog poop, doesn't it?
It smells pretty bad if you leave it there and you let it go past being ripe. What's happening on my place is that the squirrels love it, and they're getting the fruit. They're tearing off the soft outer part, and they're eating the nut inside and making a mess everywhere. I recommend maintaining it kind of like maintaining my bamboo. When it's happening, when the fruit is coming down, you have to do a little work. You have to pick up the fruit, harvest it off the ground, get it off there. Leaving it laying around on the ground is where the problem comes. When it first comes down, it's kind of decorative and doesn't smell bad or anything. But if you leave it on the ground and the animals get into it and people step on it and it gets past being ripe, then that bad smell comes around. The big ginkgo that's at Frank Lloyd Wright's house in, is it called Oak Park? Is that the name of the area there in, you're in Oregon. You're not in Chicago.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm in Oregon.
But anyway, the one that's in Chicago, there's a controversy about it for the same reason that you brought up. They're actually talking about taking it down, and it's a gigantic, beautiful tree.
Well, I was very lucky. My tree has never had fruit, or I probably would have taken it out. But the one down in this public park here in Salem, they finally took it out because it was so bad, and people were complaining about the stench
that's terrible.
Of this fruit. And it was horrible, so they did take it out.
If they had just paid the same amount of money, you know, to have a maintenance program to pick up the fruit rather than to cut the tree down, it would have been better for everybody. Well, I appreciate it. I'll take some cuttings off my tree, stick them in the ground, see if I can get some rooting that way, too. That'd be great to try.
It'll work.
Thank you, Ann.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Let's see where we're going next. We're going to go to Chicago is where we're going. Talk to Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So I have a question. A couple months ago, I think it was, I was listening to you about pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in the Marengo area, which is a little more west of the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
And around our pond, they did Australian pines.
All right.
And a lot of them are dying off. I think all my neighbors cut most of theirs down. But I have about four that I think I might be able to preserve. And I remember you talking about, like, casting them. or am I wrong? Like, buying something that you would, like, cast the trunk.
Casting? The Australian pine, real wispy, kind of light-looking effect that the foliage has?
I wouldn't say it's real white. It's actually greener.
Not white, but light, kind of wispy-looking.
Yes.
I'm familiar with the plant. It's a pine that probably doesn't normally live a long, long time. I see them quite a bit when I travel around. All I could recommend that you try, Teresa, is what we call the sick tree treatment. Maybe that's what you were thinking about.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, the first step of that, even pines, just like with a broadleaf plant, you get the soil off the base and expose the flare dramatically, and then use the rest of the sick tree treatment that I explain on dirtdoctor.com. It's basically to aerate the root system and put out the organic amendments while the holes are still open in the soil throughout the root zone.
But how do you...
I'm going to have to put you on hold and talk to you off the air. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back after this.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3, essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Ask for Texas Natural Feeds in your favorite store. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317 today.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here is David in Navarro County in Texas. Hello, David.
How you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I've got a tip that's on viewing eclipse that's pretty easy to do.
Okay.
If you go to a shade tree around the area, you know, a good shade tree, and then just when the eclipse is going on, you can look in the shadow of the tree, and you'll see hundreds of little crescent shapes, you know, from going through the leaves there, I guess, and kind of making like a pinhole camera or something, you know.
I heard somebody talking about that yesterday, and it's kind of a cool thing. Yeah, kind of like putting the hole in a piece of cardboard, and then you look at the light that's showing on the other piece of cardboard.
Right.
This way you just see hundreds or thousands of them all over the ground. That'll be kind of cool to look at.
The lazy way to do it anyway.
No, I like the idea. You know, it's I worry about it especially with all the publicity that people are going to be looking up and injuring their eyes. I sure hope we don't have a whole lot of that, but it's going to be interesting to watch it like you suggest there.
It's a good way to do it. I also planted a Trombosini squash this year, and I'm going to tell you, that is a pretty neat little old squash there. It really vines out a long ways. I mean, if you put it on a fence line, you could probably get it to, you know, go 100 foot down the fence line easy.
What are you saying it is? What's the name?
Trombosini squash, or the trombone squash. It's the Italian squash.
The trombone squash. I'll have to try that. I haven't tried it before. You know, the one that I recommend is called Tatumi. Gets really big, too. Produces a small little squash that you can just eat green. They're really delicious. And then if you leave them on there, they turn into little mature yellow pumpkins, and it's another good squash for people to try. It could be planted now for a fall crop. I wonder if the trombone could be planted now and would do much between now and December.
Well, I bet you could, because you know I've got ones that's still holding over here from the spring. I'm about to take it out because it looks like it's petering out. But I mean, it made a ton of squash, and the flesh on that squash is it's a little more firm than like a yellow squash. It doesn't get so mushy when you cook it, and it's just it tastes great. I think it tastes better than the yellow squash myself.
Well, I'll give it a try. I appreciate
the tip. Also planted the red okra this year, and that's a pretty neat plant itself too.
I like it. It doesn't grow quite as aggressively and big is another thing about it. You know, some of the green okra will grow so tall you can't even reach it to harvest the pods.
Right, and the okra you can actually harvest them from like 5 to 8 inches. You know, so you can get them a little bigger than the other okra.
I agree with you. I think it's the best way to go. Thanks. Good stuff.
Yeah, I've got a fig tree that it's about the fourth or fifth year that I've had it in the ground, and finally put on some figs this year that set.
Yeah.
But when it gets to this point of the year, it really dries out, and I guess it's, you know, the soil just gets so dry. And then when I go to water the tree, it seems like the leaves are yellowing on the bottom from the bottom up. And falling off.
What you need to do when it starts getting really hot is get some lava sand put on the surface of the soil, or better still, aerate and get the lava sand down in the ground. In other words, it'd be a kind of a portion of the sick tree treatment, and then shredded native mulch on top. I'm growing some kiwi that I got from Stephen F. Austin, and it is the most water thirsty plant I've ever grown in my life, and I finally got smart enough to thicken up the mulch a little bit and not have any bare soil at all around the plants, and it's just made a night and day difference about how the plants are doing between watering. So the fig would respond the same way. Just get some lava sand down and a little bit more mulch, and I think you'll see those problems go away. Let me run on, David, and help some other people.
All right.
Thank you for calling, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Let's talk to Raymond in Denton, Texas. Hey, Raymond.
Howard, how are you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
I have spotted back in the spring an absolutely beautiful redbud tree that had that gorgeous kind of more red than pink blossoms on it.
Yeah.
And right now it's got a lot of the seed pods on it. My question is, can a fellow collect some of those seed pods and try to propagate off of that tree, and how would he go about it?
Yes, and it's pretty simple. You just let them dry completely out on the tree as much as you can, pull them off when they're dry, and then lay them out and let them dry even a little better. But then you reverse that, and before you plant them, you treat them with Garrett juice. And there's two ways to treat with Garrett juice. You can put the Garrett juice in a bowl at the strength like you would spray it, you know, not concentrated, but the spray strength. Or you can put the seed out on paper and just mist it, put the Garrett juice in a little quart hand sprayer, and there's nothing that we've ever used. Bob Webster and I talk about this all the time on his show. His listeners have given him report after report after report about how good it helps the seed germination, the evenness of the seed germination, and the way the little plants get started. So get it going in containers as soon as you want to.
You're talking about misting the seed after you shell them out of the pot,
yeah,
though, right?
Right. The seed, not the pods.
Okay.
All right. If you had something else, let me talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number for the third hour is 866-444-3478.